seventh and tenth day of the human totem pole. The morning was distempered gray of the thousandth and tenth day of the human totem pole. The man at the bottom was smiling. He had just finished his breakfast smiling. It hadn't rained or manured for over 2 hours. The man at the top was starving. The pole was a horrible looking thing, with all of those eyes and ears and waving hands for balance. There was no way to get a copter in close, so everybody was starving together. The man at the top had long ago given up, but didn't have nerve enough to climb down. At night, the pole would talk to itself, and the chatter wasn't too good. Obviously, the pole didn't like itself. It wanted to walk. It was the summer, and it was hot, and balance wouldn't permit a skinning to undergarments. It was an integrated pole. It was taking on a reddish-brown cast. Exercise on the pole was isometric, kind of a flex, and then balance. Then the eyes would roll together, the ears wiggle, hands balance. There was a gurgling and googling heard, a tenth of the way up the pole. Approaching was a small child with Statue of Liberty doll.
Everybody loves that Captain Beefheart and his saxophone, but they can only go so much. The 10,000th and 10th day, the 1,000th and 10th day of the human totem pole. A little too much of saxophone there. Okay? Yeah. Jefferson Airpie. With Third Week in Chelsea.
Too warm. his image real. Straining every nerve, not knowing what we really feel. Straining every nerve and making everybody see what they read in the Rolling Stone has really come to be. And trying to avoid a taste of that reality. Morning, a mirror in the hall showed to me a face I didn't know at all. Lines were drawn around a pair of eyes that opened wide. When I looked into the mouth, nothing left inside. So I walked into a little room. Around me, no, my head was still in gear, thinking thoughts of praying more, singing loud and clear, trying to reach a friend somewhere and make that person smile, maybe pull myself away from that old lonesome mind that often comes to haunt me. Such a grand success, they're a party. All I know is what I feel whenever I'm not playing. Emptiness ain't where it's at, neither's feeling pain. Well now, what is gonna happen now is anybody's guess. If I can't spend my time with love, I guess I need a rest. Time is getting late now and the sun is getting low. Body's getting tired of bearing another's load. And sunshine's waiting for me a little further down the road.
Oh, yeah. Some Brian Eno there. And that was from another one of his legendary albums. That was Apollo soundtracks and atmospheres, which was actually based on a lot of the, I think he soundtracked the Apollo 12 or something, all the footage for that, which is kind of neat. But the cool thing is that's Deep Blue Day. And that was a request by the Melnick. And the interesting thing about that tune is that it was in the film Trainspotting, but also the neat thing was that was his country western tune. When researching a lot of the footage from the Apollo missions, he noticed that a lot of the astronauts all liked country music. They all played country music while they were floating in space. So he actually composed that with, you know, country music in mind. So that was Deep Blue Day. That was his kind of hillbilly song. And that was from his Apollo record, which is just so damn good. Before that, Jefferson Airplane with Third Week in Chelsea. That seemed like about 3 weeks in Chelsea. And Captain Beefheart, the 1,010th day of the human totem pole. All three of those are requests. So there you be with that. Oh, man, got 45 minutes to go. I don't know if I can get through. I can probably get through all the days. You know, all songs about days. That's what today is. Today is all songs about days. And let's see, I should tell you some of the shows going on here. Sango! Yeah! Good old Sango. Sango! Uh-oh, Sango! For guidance through the universe of vibrations, we will all be your shepherds. Sango! Mondays at 5 p.m. on RCT. You know you're going to tune into that. And you're going to call the guy up during the show and go, Sango! And then hang up. He loves that. He loves that. Just when I had my wife like pranking Jay Thurber on Radio 9, asking him what Radio 9 meant, and just calling him over and over again and asking him what Radio 9 was. He didn't explain it too well. I think there was a lot of expletives going on that. Yeah. All right, the David Pac-Man Show. That's right. Started out as community radio. See, just like this, you know? 30 years. Maybe someday I'll end up in the basement of WXOJ in Northampton, Massachusetts, where he started that. The focus of the show is American politics and society, and that airs Mondays through Fridays, 7 to 8 a.m. in the morning. And Zombo's Deep Archive can be heard Thursdays, 4 in the morning till 7. So that's my Deep Archive show where I play shows from about 15 years ago. You cannot tell the difference. I love that. It's just as fresh and stinky as it's as a Sango. Where's my sarcoma? Where's my sarcoma? Where is it? Gimme. Yeah, it is. Odds are. Let's see. Odds are you've never heard that word before. That the pormal says that, but you know what it means, right? That's right. Yeah. I want to call it Sango. Sango is cancer to the bone and soft tissue, and it's more prevalent. Oh, man, that's a bummer. I don't want to read that. I just like the word. Help us fight and find a cure for sarcoma. There you go. You know what a great cure for cancer is? Just dying. All right, it's so sad. It's like, hey, let's get on bicycles and let's ride and let's beat cancer. Ain't gonna do it. Sorry. You might make yourself feel good like you're doing something. That's just basically another one of those famous thoughts and prayers kind of thing. Don't do a damn good. You know what you do? You know what that does? That puts money. All that does is put money into the cancer fund, the cancer folks. It's been big industry here. It is big industry. Cancer is huge. Are you kidding? Cure cancer? You do that? You realize all the people you're putting out of work? If we cure cancer, says, hey, take this pill. It cures cancer. I'm sure somebody figured it out. And it's like, oh, boy, we need to ice this dude. And then they do that. They just iced him. Boom. And his name was Sango. It sounds like one of those Western things like, and Sango came to town. And they knew there'd be trouble. And there wasn't, because it's just a dude. Okay. Well, the other thing I was saying is that, you know, they don't want to. So there's a pill to cure. I mean, look at millions of people, billions of people, billions of dollars. This country would collapse if we cured cancer. It would collapse. Do you realize what an industry that is? That is a huge industry. And you know how it is, man. You put money up against something, and humans do diabolical things, man. They will do diabolical things. Yep. But, man, money's up there with sandwiches and sangos. Maybe sangos. Yeah, I really should stop. I should just stop right now at this very moment. Just try. And what funny thing am I going to say now? What bit of levity now, please? Once more music? I bet you do. Here's A Day Too Early by some dead hillbilly.
My baby's gone, she won't come home, and all I do is sit and moan. She done broke too soon this morning.
You just saw that long time ago, baby.
Awake all night, heard the clock strike three, and now that old clock waking up me. She done broke too soon this morning. I wish I'd have slept till after ten, and then went back to sleep again. My eyes is red, my heart is sore. I wish I wouldn't ever wake up no more. I cried like a baby, I cried like a fool. A woman ain't nothing but the devil's tool. They done broke too soon this morning.
Oh, don't make me
we're gonna party right. The story of women who thought they earned their money the easy way. only to find that they had to pay for their sins. Sex without shame. See lust. Raw naked violence. In the boldest and most intimate scenes ever shown on any screen. In Another Day. Another Man. These are the women who fight for their men, where another man means another dollar. They have no scruples. They're corrupt and immoral. As their passions run riot. They live only for the excitement of each day. For the pleasures of each night. If you want to see a film that strips away all conventions, that dares to tell all, then you must see Another Day, Another Man.
Thank you. tegenkom, ik ben verbaasd dat ik niet meer om je geef.
Profound madness from Billy Childish, the William Loveday intention. Billy Childish is an offshoot of a billion other things. This Wondrous Day. And then we heard the German version performed by Kira, who is actually with the head coty. So it's all pretty incestuous with all those people. Everybody's on Everybody Records. All the Billy Childish stuff. The head coats, head coties, Masonics, just all kinds of great music out of that little tiny section of Manchester, I believe. Whatevs. Anyhow, we finished the days. That's right. We did 6 days on the road. Dave Dudley. We did Another Day, Another Man, the movie trailer, and Blue Days, Black Nights by some other Dead Hillbilly. And then we heard some other Dead Hillbilly do Day Too Early. So there you go. So now we're getting into the days with the weeks in the title. So it's a nice little bridge. So it's kind of nice. So the next set of little songs here, got 20 minutes to go. I should tell you something. But I will not tell you anything. I'm not going to tell you a damn thing. All right. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. That's right. They need it. They need to give it to them, baby. Give it to them. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you. You big hero, you. You hero. Oh, you're almost as big of a hero to me as Dick Butkus. But not quite as big. The Red Cross is able to respond to disasters, big and small. They support military families. That's right. Get there. Go out and get him. Go get him. Shoot that guy. There you go. Support that military. Go get him. Yeah. There we go. They help ensure that blood is available and needed. And people are people. I don't understand why we got to shoot everybody else. Right? We've been that way since day one. You know? The guy, you know, just guy sitting around, hey, look at this really nice plot of land I got. Someone comes over, yeah, it's a nice plot of land you got. He hits him over the head with a rock. Now it's mine. And that's how it started. You know, just you can't share. We just can't share stuff. That's the bottom line. We, as a kid, we were taught not to share. Don't share your toys with anybody. They'll break. Or remember that kid that would share food? There was like always one kid, hey, you want some of these potato chips I got? I was like, wow. You're weird, man. You're sharing your lunch. Yeah. Yeah. There's some folks like that. Very rare breed. Most of them have been exterminated. Most of the nice people have been exterminated just because they were nice. You know? I mean, look, the Native American. Hey, come on in. All right, yeah, we come on. And then that was a big mistake. Smooth move, X-Lax. You trusted the wrong people. Damn it. Ah, my. Well, needless to say, the Red Cross, they have CPR. You know, they're actually, how many people are trained in CPR? That's right. I don't know if I'd ever do it. I'd be the guy that goes, call 911, because they always have that. When they do CPR training, they have one guy that goes over, checks for a heartbeat, says, are you choking, tilts their head back, and then looks for the heartbeat, and then goes, call 911, and then someone goes, call 911, and then someone actually calls 911. I'd be that guy that tells somebody to call 911. Call 911. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I gotta go. Just hanging out at the sub stand over here, eating my sub, and some guy starts choking. Man, this guy's wrecking my day. Why do you have to choke? Couldn't you take human bites? You know, it's just Darwin taking care of things because you can't chew your food. You can't chew your food. Now we got like paramedics coming out on the scene, and now you're embarrassed. Are you happy now? Yeah, there you go. You should have took bigger, smaller bites and chew your food. Moron. Call 911! Man, you'd be with that. So I practice that. And where's the defibrillator? That's another dilly. I'd be that guy. Where's the defibrillator? I'm not going to touch anybody and do the mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, you know, and the chest compressions every 30 seconds. I mean, I'll do them on a dummy. Like, yeah, see, look what I'm doing. I'm doing all this dummy. Yeah, see. And there's no way in life I'm going to do that. You know, I'm going to probably I won't even be the call 911 guy. I'd be the side eye guy. Kind of looks out of the corner of my eye. Yeah, he'll be okay. Bye. And that's the end of that right then and there. I don't want to get involved. I'm sorry. If somebody is choking because they couldn't chew their food correctly, sorry, I'm not going to give you the hymen maneuver. I'm not going to do that. Or the hymen remover. I'm not going to do that one either. Let's get back into days and combining them with weeks. So this is a good feeling here. Now, this was from a great fun little tune. It was Elvis Costello with Jimmy Cliff. And it was like some kind of island beach movie that had some of the cast of Second City TV in her. So it sounds like it'd be a real winner. But this movie was so awful. I think it was called Paradise Island or something. Like Andrea Martin, Eugene Levy, like a lot of the cast is SCTV. And the movie was just like getting hit in the stomach for like 90 minutes. It was nothing but pure cringiness. But the song's pretty cool. The movie blows. Here it is. 7 Day Weekend, Elvis Costello and Jimmy Cliff.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Monday's calling you too early. When you happy Friday. I can't wait until I maybe get up work and see my baby. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
everybody to be quiet. Don't want nobody to speak. I want everybody to be quiet. Don't want nobody to speak. I'm gonna tell you about my women. I got one for every day in the week. I got a Monday woman, just to cook good grits and rice.
Yeah, winding this bad boy down. That's Weekday Blues. Red Saunders. You can kind of see where this is going. He's naming the days of the week and all the gals he's got. That took about 4 seconds to write. Before that, this one took 9 seconds to write. Eight Brains a Week by the Zombeatles. Oh, man. A zombie Beatles band from their album Meet the Zombeatles. And that was Eight Brains a Week. Before that, we heard Billy Strange. Guy does a lot of soundtrack work, doing his version of the Beatles' 8 days a Week. New York Dolls doing 7 day Weekend. And started off with Elvis Costello and Jimmy Cliff doing 7 day Weekend. Got time for one more tune, but man, I was going to save this for next week, but man, it is really good. It's a day, it's a Phil Alvin tune from this amazing album that came out in the 80s called Unsung Heroes. I had such a hard time finding this. I had this on vinyl, never was released on CD, and somebody ripped a copy of it and put it online, and man, so nice to visit this. It's called Next Week Sometime, but no, not now, and we're going to play that, like, very soon. All right, what's happening? Lots of stuff. If you want downloads or streaming of any of these Zombo shows from the past couple years, you can just go to zomboco.com. There's a SoundCloud link, and you can listen and download to your brain's content. Zombo's Deep Archive, where I rebroadcast shows from about 15 years ago, is on Thursday mornings, 4 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock. So, yeah. You got insomnia? I'll put you right to sleep. The cool thing is we started a new semester of music and shows, and there's no show after me. I love having that freedom. All right. So check this out. I love this tune. Next week sometime, but no, not now. A great thing to remain in your brain.
I went out last night just to walk around and let the cool breeze fill my head. A young lady, she walked up to me, and this is what she said. She said, "Hey there, mister, you're a nice big fella, and you're looking mighty fine. Let's go out tonight to some fine French restaurant. You can buy me imported wine." I told her, "Next week, sometime, but no, not now. I never did believe in buying Bordeaux for ladies on the very first date, no how." Well, I told her to give me some time and let me think, and I tell her when I buy her that expensive drink, it'll be next week sometime, but no, not now. Went to see the fortune teller just to have my fortune told. She said, "Young man, you're almost rich. You're worth a great big pot of gold. Now the way you've got to get this gold, you better listen while I tell. You've got to go into the lonesome graveyard when the clock is striking 12. Well, I got myself a pick and a shovel. I made the graveyard at 12 last night. When I got in there, I do declare, I spied a form all dressed in white. When I spied that form all dressed in white, I got right hot and cold. This thing said, 'Don't be afraid, I'm gonna help you dig your gold.' I told him next week sometime, but no, not now. I never did believe in digging gold in a graveyard with a headless form, no how. Now me and this thing, we ran chest to chest. He said, look here, buddy, when are you gonna rest? I told him next week sometime, but no, not now.
Yummy tune, that is Phil Elvin. Next week sometime, but no, not now. I will see you next week, but not now. And I remain in your brain.
WRCT Pittsburgh, your oil revival station.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
It's a very serious problem, and one that faces all of us. Fortunately, here at WRCT Pittsburgh, we broadcast from a steel-reinforced concrete basement. So we'll be playing music long after your sorry corpse has evaporated in a blinding flash of light and heat. I hope this thought comforts you. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
The lessons here is that defeating the kind of fascism we face now requires something deeper than defeating the current administration or winning elections. But it requires a deeper ideological shift. That means thinking beyond nation and pledging allegiance, not to Israel, not to the United States, but to the world and all life, all living things. It means standing up for the oppressed everywhere, right? That's what solidarity means.
That's Robin R.D. Kelly, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Robin D.G. Kelly, Solidarity and Black Resistance to Fascism and Genocide. Langston Hughes, the great African-American poet, said decades ago, "Fascism is a new name for the kind of terror the Negro has always faced in America. Fascism can and has led to genocide." Progressive African-American intellectuals, writers, poets, musicians have had a long tradition and history of solidarity and resisting fascism and genocide. From Frederick Douglass to Gil Scott-Heron, from Sojourner Truth to Angela Davis, from W.E.B. Du Bois to John Lewis, from Paul Robeson to Amiri Baraka, from Ida B. Wells to Malcolm X, from Ella Baker to Dr. King, from Harry Belafonte to Sonny Rollins, from James Baldwin to Cornel West, and up to the present moment where Robin D.G. Kelly warns, we're witnessing the consolidation of a fascist police state. Our guest today is Robin D.G. Kelly. He's professor of history at UCLA, a distinguished scholar, public intellectual, and award-winning author. Among his many books are Race Rebels, Thelonious Monk, and Freedom Dreams. He spoke at UMass Amherst in April 2025. And now, Robin D.G. Kelly.
So I want to begin with where we are now. Let me start with the recent story about someone MAGA leaders call an American hero, a patriot. So on May Day 2023, the ex-Marine Daniel Penny choked to death an unarmed, unhoused black man named Jordan Neely on a Manhattan subway train. Now, Neely was deemed a threat because he shouted, "I want food, I'm not taking no for an answer, I don't mind going to jail and getting life in prison, I'm ready to die." Now, you all know the story, I'm not going to repeat that. Penny was arrested 11 days later, but only after public pressure forced the police to arrest him. Wealthy Republicans gave generously to his defense fund. He raised like $2.8 million in 6 weeks. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, which is like the second most embarrassing graduate of Yale University, you called him a good Samaritan. And you're like, who's first? J.D. Vance, right? So he called Penny a good Samaritan, which, you know, it's a bizarre association when you think about it, given the fact that he's Catholic and clearly hadn't read the Bible, because Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan, he stops and helps a man who had been badly beaten and robbed, bandaging his wounds, housing and caring for him when others pass him by, you know? So Daniel Penny killed the suffering man in need, and for this he was rewarded. He walked out of the courtroom on December 9th, 2024, a free man, richer than he had ever been, and a darling of the MAGA movement. 5 days later, Trump invites Penny to watch the annual Army-Navy football game in his luxury box. And who is he joined by? Elon Musk, Ron DeSantis, and J.D. Vance, who wrote on social media, "It was a scandal Penny was ever prosecuted in the first place." Now, of course, this is a repeat of Kyle Rittenhouse, who received, you know, the same kind of treatment for killing two unarmed Black Lives Matter protesters in Wisconsin in 2020. The right poured $2 million into his war chest. Trump praised him and invited him to the White House. And in fact, it came out later, Trump ordered federal law enforcement to say positive things about Rittenhouse to the press. And Bill Ackman, which is the man who's trying to make Harvard white again, called Rittenhouse a patriot. Now, in February of this year, Andreessen Horowitz, a leading Silicon Valley venture capital firm, hired Daniel Penny, having no prior experience in finance. In fact, Mark Andreessen, co-founder of the firm, he had given the Trump campaign like $3 million, both in a super PAC and directly to his campaign. And he also continues to provide vital support for Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Now, tall, fit, blonde-haired, chiseled figures, features, he's an Aryan ideal. Daniel Penny was the perfect symbol for America's fascist turn under Trump and Project 2025's plan to dismantle much of the administrative state, curtail civil liberties, concentrate power in the executive branch, and redistribute wealth upwards. Now, Penny embodied the kind of pared-down muscular state, right? Operating alone, above the law, willing to do what it takes to annihilate the threat. And that threat, of course, is an unhoused, disabled, so-called violent black man. Jordan Neely represented all that was wrong with America. Dependency, entitlements, black criminality, liberal constraints on law enforcement, DEIA, even the existence of public transportation. Penny represented the will and the vision of the Heritage Foundation and a cabal of unelected billionaires committed to eliminating the social safety net, workers' bargaining rights, affordable health care, public health safeguards, enforcement of civil and disability rights, academic freedom, investment in renewable energy, regulations on pollution and fossil fuel extraction, as well as criminalizing anti-racism, anti-sexism, and trans-identity. Rising white nationalism, racist violence, xenophobia, and the economic deterioration of the working class prepared the way for Trump's second term and the imminent reality we're facing.